You must build a life where if anyone, even if your biggest one, went away, your biggest income source went away today, you would not have to change your lifestyle immediately tomorrow.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said. I'm so excited about today's episode.
And why is that?
Because I know it's going to help so many people. And this was the start of everything for us, what we're going to talk about.
Well, it's going to be a wake-up call for a lot of people, which helps a lot of people, right? And that is, I feel like every single person needs a passive side hustle, period. It's no longer even a non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. And I think when people hear that, there might be two camps of people. Camp number one says, yes, I know I do. Let's do it. Let's go build one. Mm-hmm. And then camp number two says, oh, I'm already so busy and I don't even have a spare dollar and a spare minute. How am I supposed to create a passive side hustle? But neither camp, I don't think says, well, I don't need one of those or I wouldn't want one of those. And I guess I got to start, and you can tell I'll get passionate about the subject, but I've got to start by even defining what it is. A passive side hustle means a little business on the side that pays you even when you're not working, mm-hmm. hence the passive. And this is really important because a lot of people will build side hustles that require them to invest their time and money on an ongoing basis, or it doesn't pay anything back, like flipping homes on the side. Awesome thing to do, except it requires your time and your money or you're not making anything. Mm-hmm. And this is why I think everybody needs a passive side hustle, not just a side hustle, a passive side hustle. It's because the world is changing so dynamically right now, faster than it ever has before, with bigger peaks and valleys than it's ever had before, that if you don't have a passive side hustle, you're not going to be able to bridge the gap between these dynamic peaks and these quickly developing valleys. Let's look. I mean, did anyone expect a pandemic a year ago? No. Mm-hmm. Did anyone expect the whole economy to be shut down? No. Remember, hey guys, stay inside a couple of weeks just to flatten the curve. Now we're going on a couple of years to flatten the curve. Mm-hmm. Did anybody expect jobs, offices, stores, restaurants to be shut down? Absolutely not. But this is not the only reason, right? This is not like 2020 hangover where now we're doing a knee-jerk reaction saying, well, everyone needs a passive side hustle. No, this is looking at the current landscape. Pandemic isn't the last one and it isn't going anywhere. And you know what's worse is I now believe that when smaller things crop up, this will be their new go-to move is, hey guys, let's just kind of restrict everything real quick and try and get through this. And that's going to cause an interruption in people's financial situations like it did this time. I think the other reason is we're seeing a partial recovery for some people where they're flooding with money right now. And then we're seeing zero recovery for others where they don't even know where to pay their rent from. They're months and months and months and months behind on their mortgage, behind on their rent. And they don't even know where that relief is going to come from. Social unrest isn't going anywhere right now. The economy has never been so unpredictable with so many uncertainties. And then look at it on a personal basis. Forget those macro situations coming up. People get sick long term. It's sad and it's inevitable. And so if you're sick for 6 months, if you're sick for a year, or if your husband or your wife or someone you love, your child is, are you able to work less? Are you able to not work at all so you can recover yourself or help them recover? That's a very important question to ask yourself and then prepare for. People, they want to change careers. They want more freedom. They want more choice. Your financial picture is always changing in a way that is outside of your control. And this is a chance for you to bring it back in your control.
You know, I know that there's so much talk around this right now, but this is something that we have always needed. You know, I fully believe that it doesn't matter if, you know, this was something of the past or something that people, so many people are talking about right now of like, oh, you need a second income. You guys, we need to be always looking at where the trends are going and where the future is going, because it's not just about, oh, a pandemic happened, now everybody needs to figure it out. Entire industries have changed.
Disappeared.
In a week because something new has come in. Look at what Amazon has done to so many different stores or physical places where you buy products. This is always going to happen. It's historically always happened. So I fully believe that you always need to be looking at where is this going? Where are the trends going? How are people consuming? How am I buying? That's going to be a huge way that you can figure out something that you can do is looking at what are you drawn to? What are you wanting to consume? And you guys, I have to tell you, growing up, my dad was a carpenter and a builder, and he did kitchens and bathrooms and worked with his hands. We relied on the fact that he was physically capable in order to eat, in order to provide for the family. And when my dad had an accident with a table saw, he ended up cutting off all of his fingers. And he was not able to work for a really, really long time while he did therapy on his hands and tried to figure out how to use his hands still for things. And it never fully came back. And the entire time, I remember my mom was just, you know, freaking out, obviously. And they were applying for disability. And I don't believe they ever got it after years and years and years of applying. So even if you think you have a backup plan of, oh, you know, this is where I can get help, this is where different people can come in, they never actually got that aid of getting help from people. And then a few years after that, actually, I think it was like 10 years after that, my dad had a stroke. So the very breadwinner who was providing for everyone was no longer able to do the things that he did. And not only did that completely, you know, just destroy him for a while. Now he's doing great, but not only did that just destroy him because of the stress and pressure that was on, but they didn't have another way of providing at the time. So this is why this is like near and dear to my heart, is because I've seen what happens. I've seen the stress that is not only put on the family, but especially that person and their identity. And this means the world to me that people really understand how important this is to start looking and figure out what is something, anything that we can do on the side to start growing something.
Well, yeah. And I want to be crystal clear. If you hear this and you're like, well, we're okay because I have a good job and my husband has a good job and they're in two different industries, so we're going to be fine. Will you? Because remember, the rule of thumb is this. In this day and age, with how quickly the economy changes, you need to build a life so that if any one of your income sources went away today, you would not have to change your lifestyle tomorrow. Let me repeat this. This is what I teach all the time, and this changes lives. I'm really passionate about this. You must build a life where if any one, even if your biggest one went away, your biggest income source went away today, you would not have to change your lifestyle immediately tomorrow. And if you're not to that point right now, and most people aren't, then a passive side hustle, Not a busy side hustle, not a time-consuming side hustle, not an expensive side hustle. A passive side hustle is the way to get there. And that's why I'm so passionate about passive side hustles, is we don't have a lot of extra time. We don't have a lot of extra money. We don't have a lot of extra things in life to be able to go create this great big business on the side. But what would an extra $2,000 a month do for you if one of you lost your job? Or what would an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a month do for you if you're the only breadwinner and now all of a sudden your hours got cut or your job went away? So this is not about, do we have two jobs in a family? This is not about, do we have one breadwinner in the family? This is about making sure you have an income source that will continue to print money in these moments where you're unable to work. Lori, when we lost everything 12 years ago, I came home and said, hey, babe, lost my job and we're in the middle of a recession and we've been spending beyond our means. Do you remember what you said to me?
No.
You said, I will never let this happen again.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
This was your wake-up call where you started becoming the entrepreneur that you are.
Yeah, I think in the beginning, because I was just having, you know, I really thought that this would last forever. I thought his job would last forever. Mm-hmm. I did. I just thought, oh, you know, you have a secure job. This is so amazing to experience this. I did not, you know, experience that stability growing up. And I was like, oh, this is what stability feels like. And then it was gone.
Yeah.
And I was working random retail jobs. I didn't believe that I was capable of anything, you guys. I would actually sit home and cry a lot because I thought I was such a loser that I would never be able to do anything more than, you know, get jobs that required, you know, a high school education, and that was it. And so, which I didn't even have. I didn't even graduate high school and I lied about it. So, so with that said, I really felt completely trapped. I felt absolutely, there's no other way to say it, that when you came home and said that, I panicked for a while. Mm-hmm. I felt trapped. And then something inside of me, when your back is up against the wall, it was like, I will never let this happen again. There's got to be a way. There's got to be something, because I couldn't actually accept or believe that this was going to be our future. And I think that when you get to that place of, I will never let this happen again, opportunities expand and they open up, because I started looking for anything. I was like, I got to look for anything. What are these people doing? Not everybody can be crazy educated. Not everyone can, you know, be able to be a doctor or a lawyer to make good money. I was like, who are the scrappy people in the world? Who are the people creating something off of a skill set? Who are the people who are, you know, I wanted to look into anything. How could I learn something? Is there a specific skill that could teach something? What have I ever been good at or interested in? And I didn't get my answer right away, but it did open up these different opportunities.
My passive side hustle of choice right now for every single person listening is courses. And here's why. The way that we're choosing to be educated is changing quickly and changing forever. The way people are wanting to learn, they want to learn exactly, they want to get right to the point, learn exactly how to move the rock from point A to point B. And that's what people teach in courses, right? It's not some convoluted, long, go to night school kind of thing. And as a course creator, it's truly passive. You build the course, which does not take as much time as people think. And then you launch the course, which does not take hardly any money at all. I mean, literally, it's almost free to build a course. And then you sell the course, advertise the course. And as they're selling in your sleep, as they're selling because someone took it and recommended it to their friends, that is true passive income. And you and I have sat down and we've already had the discussion. We already do well with courses, but we're actually shifting our efforts so that at least 50% of our household income, and now think of how many different income sources we have, it's nuts. Mm-hmm. We're shifting all of our efforts so 50% of our household income comes from passive course income.
You guys have to hear this. This is crazy. I started creating courses before courses were a thing. I didn't even know what I was doing. It was this bright idea of, how can I not only help my current clients, but how in the hell can I get some money in? Cause we are broke. Like, we were selling our stuff on Craigslist that we had just bought, watching people walk out of our house with thousands of dollars for like $100, or less. And that was one of the most challenging things that we have ever gone through in our life. And I'll tell you that Chris always says it, ego's your biggest overhead. We literally just said, let's get scrappy. Let's sell all this stuff. What are we going to do? Let's start thinking of these ideas. And so I was personally training people. I didn't have a lot of clients. I only had a few. And a lot of my clients wanted to be working out with me more than they could afford. I was in Minnesota at the time, and a lot of people could only afford 1 to 2 sessions per week. I think I was charging anywhere from, I think at this time it was about $80 per training session. And this is all that they could afford. And they were like, oh, I wish I could work out with you 3 days a week. I wish I could work out with you 4 days. I never know what to do on these other days. And I was like, wait a minute, I could film these workouts. I don't know if you guys remember the flip cam. You could buy it at Sam's Club. It was this little camera that you could record on that wasn't a huge recorder. I bought a flip cam and I was like, I have an idea. I am going to send them workouts on their days that they can't work with me. I'm going to email it to them. I was emailing them videos from my flip cam with the amount of exercises they were supposed to do and some directions. And they would pay me $50 per month for these other things. And I just tried it. I was like, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to give you all of your other workouts for the week with instructions, with me guiding you for $50 per month. And then you'll just pay for your sessions. And some of them were like, no. And some of them were like, okay. What that made me realize, you guys, these were so bad. The videos were so bad. They were like in this basement with, that was unfinished with these wires hanging down.
They really were bad.
It was so bad. I have to find them.
And I'm glad you share that because people need to understand.
I have to find them. And what I realized is that not only could I reach my current clients, but I could advertise this on Facebook. I could just show what I was doing. Like I would show one exercise and say, you know, my current clients are getting these exercises for $50 a month or whatever it was. And I'd talk about it all the time. And people from other states would start to say, oh my gosh, these look amazing. I would love to work out with you. And then I would inbox them and tell them how they could and be a part of this membership. You guys, I didn't have a portal. I didn't have a website. It literally was, I got their email. They would PayPal me or whatever it was. They'd give me their credit card. Oh, they'd give me their credit card. That's what it was. And we had a merchant
system. We'd manually type it in.
That we would manually type in. You guys, I probably got this up to 150 people paying. It was like $50 or $59 a month at the time. And Chris and I, at the end of every single month or at the night before the flip, which we would call the flip before the first, we would manually type in, he would read me off the credit card numbers and we would manually type 150. And it would take us anywhere from 4 to 5 hours to do this. And little did I know that I was on the verge of creating these courses and memberships. And I hustled so hard to get those 150. You guys have no idea, but that was the start of the turnaround for us of there's another opportunity. I don't have to trade time for money. I can take something that I'm okay at. I wasn't the best trainer. You guys would laugh at how not the best I was, and just how unprofessional this was, but I was passionate about it. I wanted to help people. And I was so concerned about our future that, you know, I had my parents I was thinking about. I had us I was thinking about. I was like, I will do whatever it takes to not be in this situation again.
You know, we're not suggesting that all of a sudden you become full-time course creators. We're really trying to paint the picture of how now, and by the way, what Lori just described is prehistoric. This was before, you know, it was a very common place to create courses. Now you've got Teachable.com, which is this awesome course platform. You've got Kajabi, which is a very easy platform to create courses on and market them. You've got Mastermind.com, created by our friend, you know, and neighbor Dean Graziosi. You've got these great platforms now where you can just go on, film some videos. It lives on the platform. You start to share it to your social media audience. You start to share it to friends. You start to put it into other groups and you start making a little bit of money. And so this isn't like, go out there and make $500,000 a year or $1 million a year in courses, although very possible. Mm-hmm. We have lots of friends, including ourselves, that make a ton, like an absurd amount of money on courses.
You dial that in and you get known for it.
But I'm talking to the average person right now because this is about having a passive side hustle, right? This is about finding that missing piece that lets you live that rule that I always teach where if something happened to any one of your income sources today, you would not have to drastically change your lifestyle tomorrow. If you just built a $99 course on any one thing that you're an expert on, and you just found 3 customers a week, that's it. Like a customer every other day, that's it. That would be an extra $1,200 a month that you don't have to do anything for once you've created it and gotten it out there. If you built a $199 course, which by the way is very inexpensive in the course world, and you sold the same 3 per week, just one course, you just found one customer every other day, that's an extra $2,400 to $2,500 a month. That's an extra $30,000 a year. If you took that same $199 course and you sold just one per day. You found just one customer per day. That's an extra $72,000 a year. That's an extra $6,000 a month. Now we're probably replacing a significant income in the house. And guys, those are small examples. That's not using a $500 course, a $400 course, a $1,000 course. That's not using 5 sales a day or 3 sales a day or 10 sales a day. This is saying build a $199 course and go sell one every other day. And it starts to spread like wildfire in your favor. Someone takes it. They love it. They share it. Somebody else sees that and they go and they buy your course. So it's like this snowball that starts to grow in your favor.
You know, I think that people right now are like, I still don't know my skill set. And you guys have to really think on this one for a while, because there are people who have started courses or workshops or coaching simply based off of just facilitating. So are you good with even facilitating a group of people, giving them a set of questions and taking them through a series of questions together and connecting people? That's what the Bliss Project is. Mm-hmm. And I just want to share that because I did not realize that the thing that I was taking people through was just facilitation of a deeper connection with the people that showed up at Bliss Project. And after we had one of them, after facilitating these connections of like, hey, okay, everyone, who you're sitting next to is partner A, and then you're sitting, you know, partner A and partner B. Partner A is going to ask, you know, what's missing in your life, and partner B is going to listen, and then you're going to flip-flop that. And what I didn't realize is that I could turn that into a course. And after doing my first event, when women could not get there, I really want you guys to tune into what's happening here. Like, these are things that I never thought existed and realized, wait, how could I facilitate this online? And people were like, wait, I can't get to your event, or the ticket price is too high. And I thought, how could I create this for someone at home? I essentially started just facilitating different things that would connect them to themselves and to other people who joined this other course. That how could you get people to come together to facilitate something that maybe you're not even necessarily selling your skill set, but you're selling the experience of connection and connecting these people, giving them the tools to learn how to connect deeper, to learn how to network with each other. How could you create a topic that they network over and they create their own content within the frame that you have provided?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're sitting here with any limiting beliefs right now, like, oh, well, I've got nothing to teach and nobody would want to learn from me. This is the moment that I tell you, you're absolutely wrong. And here's how I know you're wrong. No matter what your past experience is, no matter what your skill set is, no matter what you've come back from, no matter what you've created, there are a ton of people out there praying that somebody would teach them exactly what you did. And you may not even think you did something special until you sit down and reverse engineer. Wait a minute. I did build a six-figure business while being a mother or a father to 3 kids. How did I do that? Oh, I know. First, I did this, and then I did this, and then I did this. And before you know it, you've got yourself a small 4-hour course that's worth $99 or $199 just by reverse engineering how you accomplish something that you take for granted that other people are praying for the answers to, and they will also pay for the answers to. Because whether you're great at organizing your house, if you're the man or woman and your neighbor comes over and your friends come over, they're like, why is your house always so organized? That's what you do your course on. If you're great at cooking healthy, fast meals, and people are always like, wow, how do you guys always eat so healthy? How do you fit time in to cook? And it just comes naturally to you. That's what you do your course on. Mm-hmm. If you have managed your finances well, and you're just naturally good at budgeting, that's what your course is on. If you've come back from a divorce or the loss of a loved one, that's what your course is on. People are praying that you'll share the answers on how you did something that comes so simply to you.
And if that feels like a lot right now, you're like, I don't even know how I'd break down organizing, or I don't even know how I'd break down cooking. It's so much easier than we think. In fact, one of the main things that we see when people make courses, and the main thing that I did when I made my first course, was I gave way too much content. People are overwhelmed. They want bite-sized things. They want to feel like they're learning really quickly. And right down to when Chris was like, you know, how do you eat so healthy? Like, you know, how do you cook these healthy meals for your family? If you're good at that, it's like, okay, how could you make a course on the 5 easiest meals and the ingredients that you need in your house? So it's 5 videos of different meals that you make that you break down, and here's what you need every single week. Here's what it looks like. Here's how you prepare. Like, you guys, these are not, it's like we think that we need to do these breakthrough things that people have never seen. You're essentially just reinventing the wheel. That's it. Why reinvent the wheel? You're essentially just making another wheel, but making it in your own way, set in your own way with the things that have really helped impact you. And the thing is there's so many places that are going to help you break this down and help you step by step figure out what your content is. Unless when you do a course, less is more, unless you're doing some massive, like down the road in the future, like training experience, less is more.
I have a cousin doing this right now. Ironically, Lori, you don't know this. Jess texted me yesterday and she's the one that's just naturally good at decorating. So she's always decorated her own home. And then her neighbor said, oh, could you help me? So she started decorating her neighbor's home. And then they started referring, oh, you've got to meet my neighbor. She helped me decorate this shelf. She helped me decorate this area. And then she was doing other people in the area. And she said, hey, that's great, but I'm a mom of three. I'm busy. My kids play sports. I don't want to be out decorating everyone's homes. Now I've got a couple of people in other states that were a friend of a friend of a friend asking me how. She goes, so I'm just putting it into a simple course. And I'm just recording videos on.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
You know, you choose these color palettes and here's how you do it. And you choose these sizes and put them together and here's how you do it. And, you know, you look at your room in this way and this way and this way and here's how you do it. And just recording the information on a simple Zoom video to put it out there for all the people that are asking about it.
Wow.
This is a great organic example of everyone has a course inside of them that can turn into some passive income. Even if it's just a few thousand dollars a month, your financial security comes from making this choice to package what already comes naturally to you. And so if you think you don't have time, a 3-hour course is more than sufficient. Mm-hmm. It might take you 6 hours to write and record it. You could space that 6 hours out over 6 weeks, and now you've got a course that can literally print money for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. That's the beautiful thing. Once you build it, it prints money for years.
I just want to tell you guys, there was a time where, you know, I celebrated the one person who came in and I celebrated them for weeks because they were my only person. And I was like, that's it. Let's get over this 5 hump, right? Like you got to set these goals. Like that's what it's going to look like. You'll get one person and you'll wonder if anybody else is coming. And if you start leaning into, wow, it's been 3 weeks and I haven't seen anyone else. You have proof that one person bought, okay? So you need to lean into how do I get this out there? It means that now you have the course. Now you need to start working on how do I just push this out into the world? How do I make sure people know when they look on my page that this is what I'm doing? This is what I'm passionate about. This is what I'm excited about. How do I show how I'm helping? How do I give so much value to people that they then ask, right, what I'm doing? So sounds like Jesse just kept decorating people's houses and did well.
Yep.
And that's how she started getting people to ask.
Yeah. So whatever people ask you for all the time, boom, that's your course. And okay. So obviously we're talking about some limiting beliefs. You know, I've got no time for this. Well, we kind of busted that one. We got no money. It only costs you a couple $100 max. Sometimes in some cases free to get your course off the ground. By the way, you can pre-sell courses and then go build the course. That's a very common practice. No message to share. We kind of talked about that, but limiting beliefs are still going to come up. And this is where you've got free resources to learn how to do this. It's called Googling it. You've got free resources to bust through those limiting blocks. That's called other people's challenges and other people's educations. Like, here's a great example. Our friend, Dean Graziosi, he's our neighbor. Most people know he's our neighbor. And he and Tony Robbins are doing this 5-day Own Your Future challenge, right? And matter of fact, you can register at ownit64.com, O-W-N-I-T-64.com, ownit64.com. And they're doing free 5 days and they're walking people through like, how to believe that you can take control of your future, how to believe that you can monetize your own messages, how to believe that you can be a small side hustle entrepreneur without having to be intimidated by this all or nothing mentality. So there's enough free resources out there where you don't have to say, well, this sounds good, but I don't know how to do it. People are willing to teach you how to do this for free if you just Google it, or if you just show up for the challenges, or if you just gather a little bit of info from this guy and a little info from this gal and you put it together. That's how you get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and I in the beginning looked up some of Brendon Burchard's old stuff. And
yes.
That really helped us. That's how we started to learn a little bit about it. And you know, we didn't learn everything about it. We just learned the general idea. And I wish we would have learned more. It probably would have made our lives a lot easier. But now the resources are insane. Like the one that you talked about with Dean and Tony, these resources are literally going to tell you every single thing that you need.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to challenge every single person. If you're at least intrigued about building a passive side income, I'm going to challenge you to go at least sit in on Dean and Tony's training. It'll at least light a fire under your butt to do this. You can do it. Like I said, the link is ownit64.com, ownit64.com. And then DM us showing you that you are, or tag us on Instagram, showing us that you are actually sitting in on their training. And then we will choose one random person to do a quick strategy session. and kind of walk through your idea for a course and kind of help you out. So that's easy. Go to ownit64.com, show us on Instagram, tag us that you're taking the training, and then we'll just choose one of you at random to kind of help flesh out your idea quickly.
And you guys, one of the biggest ways that you can stay accountable with it is to text a friend this too and say, let's do this together. And that's what Chris and I have done forever in the past. I don't know. I've always been looking for friends to do things with, like, the past 3 to 5 years. That's how I've been able to do so much more, is by having friends who are doing the same type of things, and we set goals together.
It's time to take your future into your own hands, guys. The world is too dynamic of a place to rely on what you're doing right now. This is your wake-up call. We care about you. You could tell we're passionate about this. We've done this a bunch. That's why we are just, like, doubling down on talking about all this stuff. So just go take care of your own future. Don't rely on somebody else. This is a chance for you to do it by creating your own passive side hustle.
You guys, thank you so much. Make sure you head over to ownit64.com if you want to go check that out, because truly it's going to give you all of the answers to everything that we just chatted about as well. We're so passionate about it. So grateful for this tool. And until next time, keep us posted on what you're doing, because we can't wait to chat with you. Bye-bye.